Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:36 underway right now. Mandatory evacuations for parts of Lee County, Florida. That is the Fort Myers area on the Gulf Coast, with Hurricane Ian bearing down on the state of Florida. New York Senator Chuck Schumer is calling for $290 million in funding to help fight rainbow fentanyl.
This is a picture of real fentanyl. These are sweet tarts. And if you opened up this little container of sweet tarts, it would look about the same.
The colorful pills have reportedly been around for about 6 months. According to the Centers for Disease Control, just over 100,000 Americans died of drug overdoses last year. That's a 28.5% increase from the same period in 2020. Joining us now is DEA Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Colin Dickey. And thank you very much for being with us on KMOX.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you having me on the show.
Absolutely. And it immediately comes to mind when I heard sweet tarts, I started thinking about Halloween is a month away. What is going on here? Where are we seeing rainbow fentanyl? Where is this coming from?
So it's definitely a concern of ours. Our statistics have indicated we've seen it in at least 21 states throughout the United States, including Missouri. We've had instances of seizures of rainbow-colored or colored fentanyl in the St. Louis metro area. It's basically a marketing ploy by these drug trafficking organizations and Mexican cartels to appeal to a younger audience and market these drugs, this dangerous drug called fentanyl, which is lethal in doses only up to 2 milligrams, to market it to a different audience and to make more people addicted to the substance.
So you said you're seeing seizures. In what manner are you getting the seizures? I mean, is it in luggage? Are people carrying it in? How is it coming into the country?
Well, I can't talk about specifics because they are part of ongoing investigations, but we do know that fentanyl, whether it's in fake pills or in powder form, is being mass-produced by the Sinaloa cartel and the Jalisco New Generation cartel in Mexico, and it's coming to every state, every community, whether it's rural or urban, in the United States, and that would include the St. Louis area, and we are seeing it on the streets of Chicago, St. Louis as well.
We cited the figures there in the beginning, the drug overdoses and the rates increasing. Are we seeing that here in the St. Louis area as well?
Yes, we've seen an increase in overdose deaths and poisonings. Let's not forget to call them poisonings as well. Overdose deaths occur, obviously, when people maybe knowingly take a substance, but we are referring to these as poisonings as well. Because there are a lot of people that are taking these fentanyl substances or pills containing fentanyl that have no idea that they're actually taking them. We have seen an increase in overdose deaths and poisonings in the St. Louis area, and it's been obviously increasing based on the statistics that you said earlier at a very alarming rate.
And does that make it more difficult to combat fentanyl, that it is a poisoning and people who think they're taking one thing are actually taking another?
It does make it a little bit more difficult, obviously, because we target all sorts of narcotics. But our main job is to get the message out there to a different audience. Why our previous message may have been to get the message out there, and we're continuing to push that message to parents and educators and teenagers and young adults who may be susceptible to trying a new substance like this that they're pushing on the streets. We also have to appeal people to people that are using other narcotics, such as cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, and even marijuana. We've had a few instances throughout the United States where, based on laboratory testing, fentanyl has been found in marijuana as well. So it's an ever-growing threat, and it continues to change, and we try to adapt with the threat as it continues to change as
this
well.
This is Colin Dickey, DEA Assistant Special Agent in Charge on KMOX. So you mentioned getting the messaging to parents, family members, educators. What can they do? What should they be on the lookout for?
Well, the biggest thing that we push out, and when I go to schools or I do other media events, I really talk about parents and educators and even older brothers and sisters having conversations as a family or with your children. Have those conversations early and often. It's never too early. I have a 15-year-old son, and I started having those conversations a long time ago, obviously because of my profession, but I continue to have them more frequently as the threats change. Now we're talking about fake pills containing fentanyl that look like Sweet Tarts or Skittles. We've never seen a threat like this. I've been doing this for 18 years. I've done stints with DEA in Chicago, and I was down in Bogota, Colombia for 3 years, and I recently relocated to St. Louis for my job in April of 2021. I've never seen a threat like this to the safety of the American public in my 18 years of doing this.
And are the overdose victims young, old, wealthy, not wealthy? Is it across the board?
I would say the overdose deaths and poisoning are definitely, they don't discriminate against anybody, whether that's gender, race, age, socioeconomic background. Like I say, it can be urban, it can be rural. It's really affecting everybody. And the biggest thing I can say is that drug poisonings and overdose deaths are now the leading killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45. So obviously that cuts across a wide demographic age, and it's affecting many, many people.
And our ears perked up when you talked about your service in Bogota. That certainly can give us a deeper awareness of how this drug is coming in and what is happening in those particular countries, and whether or not, as some frame this as the increase in border crossings, some are framing this as increasing because of that. Because you served in Colombia, what are your thoughts?
So as far as the border goes, we really rely on the Department of Homeland Security to handle the border aspect of it. DEA's job has been, is currently, and will continue to be in the future to conduct enforcement operations and investigations of not only individuals in the United States that are distributing the drugs, but even more importantly, to try to disrupt and dismantle and prosecute in the United States the main organizations that are responsible for the mass production of the drugs in Mexico. We know that the chemicals that are used to make fentanyl and other synthetic drugs, such as methamphetamine, are coming from China into Mexico. And as I stated earlier, we have two main cartels in Mexico that are responsible for mass producing this, being the Sinaloa cartel and the Jalisco New Generation cartel. Our job on a daily basis at DEA is to continue to target these organizations and try to dismantle them completely.
Rainbow fentanyl disguised as Skittles, Sweet Tarts, another concern of the DEA and of the community and society as a whole. DEA Assistant Special Agent in Charge Colin Dickey, thank you very much for being with us on KMOX Radio.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to get the message out there to the public in the St. Louis area. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime. It's 9:43.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.